puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsborough is back with Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
What are we talking about this week?
We're discussing an organization here in Manitoba that pertains to history and heritage that was the first of its kind in Western Canada and only the fifth in all of Canada. It relates in a way to our subject last week when we talked about the border between Canada and the United States. It is the Boundary Trail Heritage Region.
So what are heritage regions?
They came about as a result of an organization known today as the National Trust for Canada. That's an independent charitable organization that works to foster appreciation of historic structures across the country. And in 1988, the National Trust launched a new program that was intended to counteract the detrimental impacts of changing socioeconomic conditions, such as the loss of important traditional industries like fishing or mining on Canada's rural regions. The program was inspired by a similar program developed in France, the idea of which was to foster heritage tourism as a basis for sustainable economic development in rural Canada.
How many heritage regions are there in Canada?
To my knowledge, today there is just one, the Boundary Trail Heritage Region. At one time, however, there were at least three of them in eastern Canada, with plans to develop 28 more across the nation, including three here in Manitoba. But just one of those three came to fruition, again, the Boundary Trail Heritage Region.
And when was the Boundary Trail Heritage Region established?
Its history goes back to 1988, at which time it was known by, and wait for it, this is a mouthful, the Boundary Commission Northwest Mounted Police Trail Association. The original mandate of that group was to put a focus on the westward trail from Manitoba to Alberta that was created between 1872 and 1874 by a group of surveyors who marked the boundary between the U.S. and Canada along the 49th line of latitude. Now, that same trail in 1874 was used by the first contingent of the Northwest Mounted Police, who headed west to assert Canadian sovereignty. The association had seven specific priorities, all of which fall into the realm of heritage tourism. So it dovetailed nicely with the objectives of the Heritage Region Program. In 1991, the association voted to seek Heritage Region designation, and it became the Boundary Trail Heritage Region in 1993.
And what area is included under this?
It encompassed all 12 Manitoba municipalities that border the United States between the Red River and the Saskatchewan border, along with the town of Emerson.
And what does it do?
Well, it's done numerous things through the years, especially in the early 1990s. In 1991, for example, it worked to have an east-west route that mostly follows Provincial Highway No. 3 to be named as the Boundary Commission Northwest Mounted Police route. Distinctive red and white signs were placed periodically along the route. The Boundary Trail Heritage Region produced a large map of the trail that highlighted some 170 points of historic interest in southern Manitoba. It produced a brochure to the historic sites along the trail, and it produced information kiosks, murals, and pamphlets about specific spots along the trail. Over successive years between 1990 and 1994, it sponsored wagon trains and horse rides along the Boundary Trail route. It republished several early historical documents about the region along the Boundary Trail, and it's erected monuments. One of them, for example, is the one at the in the arm of Stanley, southwest of Morden, at a spot where a wagon train of the International Boundary Commission crossed Dead Horse Creek. They put a monument there. It put up commemorative signs, such as the site of Pancake Lake. That's a lake southeast of Killarney, where it said a fellow named Harry Coulter stopped to eat his dinner on the shoreline and gave the spot its name, Pancake Lake. Love it.
Where did the funding come from?
The Heritage Region did receive some of its funding from the municipalities that comprised it, but I think it largely depended on grants provided for specific projects. But I don't think that anyone would argue that the Boundary Trail Heritage Region had sufficient funds to meet all of its ambitious objectives.
Is the Heritage Region program still in existence?
No, not officially. The National Trust for Canada has wound down the program, and to be frank, I don't think that it ever really fulfilled its full potential. You know, of the over 30 heritage regions that were envisioned, fewer than 10 were ever established. And of those, the Boundary Trail Heritage Region is the only one still operating. And the Boundary Trail Group is arguably in jeopardy, too. So, you know, because for many years, like a lot of other heritage-related organizations here in Manitoba, its functions have been sustained by unpaid volunteers. When the National Trust was first advocating for the establishment of heritage regions across Canada, it argued that each one should have a paid, full-time regional coordinator. Their job would be to raise funds, bring together relevant stakeholders and agencies, and provide advice. The reality, unfortunately, is that there's rarely enough money to provide such a full-time paid position. You know, you can only depend on volunteers for so much and for so long before burnout occurs.
How is the Boundary Trail Heritage Region in jeopardy?
You know, in the early days, its guiding light was a fellow named Felix Kuhn, and he unfortunately passed away in 2020. By that time, he had already passed the torch to others in the Boundary Trail Heritage Region, but the most recent chair, Bill Reimer, passed away this past October. Recently, I spoke with one of the most active volunteers of the Boundary Trail Heritage Region, and they indicate that they were planning to step down soon, too. That's usually how such organizations founder. A key volunteer passes away or moves or resigns, and if there's no succession plan in place, the group goes defunct. Now, I hope that doesn't happen to the Boundary Trail Heritage Region. But meanwhile, there is another organization that, like the Boundary Trail Heritage Region, is doing some of the same kind of work in promoting heritage tourism in southern Manitoba.
And what's that organization?
It's called the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association, and it was established in 2005 by a group comprising of the pre-amalgamation municipalities of Brenda, Morton, and Winchester, along with the urban municipalities of Boisevain, Deloraine, and Wascada, the Cherry Creek and Turtle Mountain Métis Federations, and the Kanapawakpa Dakota Nation. The association has a website. It has published several volumes about history in southwestern Manitoba that are really very good, and they host an annual conference. It receives some funding from its constituent municipalities, but like the Boundary Trail Heritage Region, it is largely dependent for its activities on volunteers. So I would argue it is also in jeopardy, and I think the uncertain future of these two fine organizations, which have done great work in promoting heritage tourism in southern Manitoba, is yet another illustration of the woeful state of heritage in Manitoba. We've spoken about that here on Abandoned Manitoba before. The provincial government needs to make a serious investment of resources, and that includes money for paid staff to help these volunteer-driven organizations that do the vast majority of work in promoting awareness of Manitoba's past.
Thank you for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, near to where I live in Winnipeg is a small green space called Gladys Bunn Park. I knew Miss Bunn in my childhood, but I suspect that few people would remember her if not for this little park. There are many such parks around Winnipeg that remind us of past citizens, so next week we will remember some of the people who have Winnipeg parks named for them.
I love it. Thanks, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.